The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda, on this first day that we're back on January the 2nd, 2019, good morning, has got whatever everybody else in the city has had, and it's going around. It hit her so hard yesterday, it was unbelievable on our way back, and she is down hard today. Wow. I can't believe it.
Yeah, there's some kind of bug making around.
Yeah, wow. Hey, good morning, Bad Bob.
Hey, good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm well. I'm working on this. There we go.
Your sound thing. Huh? You sound a little echoey in there.
I know exactly what was wrong.
Oh, okay. What was wrong with that?
There's a separate little mixer that combines two microphones into one channel.
Uh-huh.
And while we were making some adjustments yesterday, it got a little bit off, and now it appears to be back on.
You're back on again, buddy. Yeah. So good morning, and good morning to everybody. Good morning, Sonny. I see you're already up and on. First of all, let's go into the weather, what it's going to look like, and what's happening.
Sunny skies today, high near 60 degrees, overnight low 37. Mostly sunny on Thursday, a high of 56. Overnight lows will still be in the upper 30s with calm winds. We have a little chance of rain on Friday. Looking into the weekend, that rain includes likely on Saturday, so some much needed precipitation. We got to get a lot of water on the ground before the season is done. So far, it's been a little bit skimpy. Right now in downtown Reading, 36 degrees, and all of the above information brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Shasta Gas Propane, company out of Anderson, a veteran-owned company out of Anderson. It gives discounts for seniors and veterans and has payment plans. So, what'd you do on New Year's Eve? Did you run out and shoot a shotgun in the air? Or?
Well, New Year's Eve, because of the things that had happened during the day on New Year's Eve, I knew I was going to have to come in early on New Year's Day and babysit the computer here. So,
isn't it amazing how in this days of technology and people doing this all the time that when you try to put a new show on the air, the things that happen, like the somebody that plugs it in forgets to put in commercials, the other end.
Yeah, the other end. And we were set up for the format that they sent us.
See, how they do this is they send us a clock, and in that clock it's got every minute, even down to the seconds, of what is going to happen. And then we load it like that, or it loads automatically, but then we have to work around that clock to put our stuff in.
Yeah.
And any types of announcements or any types of advertising or anything. But but once it's in there, we load it into this, you know, to a, through our way through a traffic log in our computers, and they feed together, and you'll go in, and we've got 300, in one day we'll have something like 350 spots that are loaded, and that's not counting national.
Yeah. So we're hoping that they get their issues resolved today so that we can get our, because we don't know if we're doing our stuff right unless they're doing their stuff right. So it all kind of meshes together, in fact, like clockwork. But anyway, the Armstrong and Getty was a best of, and I don't know if we get an official welcome on air from them.
I don't know.
Hopefully they're going to start cutting some promos for us.
Well, we sent that off to them, so I'm just I just can't believe we don't have them back yet.
Yeah.
Yes, but then again, but anyway, that's what you did. That's what you did on New Year's Day. That was it.
Yeah, the last 2 weeks. And then went home, watched some movies, and relaxed. And basically, yesterday was a repeat. Came in, did some stuff, tinkering around here in the sumptuous new Casey in our control room.
Yeah. Oh, and all, by the way, all that. All the FM equipment is on its way.
Mm.
So that'll be interesting to get up there. Plus, we have a couple other, we're tweaking the tower and all the stuff there, too. So,
Ashley,
good morning, everybody.
Coming back to help me with finalizing our new computer system.
Okay, you know what? One of the things, we go up to the same place every year and to our friends. and the and we go up into the mountains past Weed up there around Tennant, and it's really a nice spot. And there's been times there's been snow so hard and so deep that it was hard to get around. But lately it has been, it'll get down to 7 degrees at night, but it won't, but there's no snow, or there's very little snow. But it's something that you spend, you know, you spend your New Year's Eve with friends, and you don't have to be driving on the roads, and we don't worry about people, you know, slamming into the your car, because usually we just walk to the house. So, but it was great to spend it with friends. And then you kind of like, you're thinking of what 2019 is going to be. So, you know, Bob, what are you looking at here? I mean, everybody knows that you're leaving. We're not sure when, because we just keep hanging on to you. Mm-hmm. You know? I've got a tracker on you too. But
do you mean locally or the bigger picture?
I think what are you going to be doing in your bigger picture this year, if you don't mind sharing?
Well, the move, of course, is going to in putting a house on the market and getting the house ready and getting rid of many. You know, you have moved enough times. Now, in the military, you don't tend to accumulate things unless, because you usually are not in a particular spot for longer than 4 years or so. But I'm sure that when your turn comes to move, you will look at boxes of things and go, why the hell did I hang on to that?
Oh yeah, no. It's. I could get everything I owned when I first moved up to Reading. Everything I had was a motorcycle, a car, and a small U-Haul truck that I didn't fill up with stuff that I brought up here, mm-hmm. and then got rid of that stuff when I got married. But now I have stuff. I have stuff. Boy, do I have stuff.
As
I have
George
so
Carlin
much
said,
stuff.
A place for your stuff.
I have so much stuff that I've got three areas that we have to store it in, maybe four. It's not me, just my stuff, of course. In fact, most of that stuff belongs to somebody else in our family. but still, I have stuff. And so this year, 2019, after we've been talking about it now for 5 years, is the year of de-stuffing. We're not going to stuff. We're going to de-stuff this year. And we're going to, so, you know, you may be seeing, if I tell you we're going to have a yard sale, you may want to come over, because there's going to be some great stuff out there. I mean, some great stuff. So when I tell you we're going to have a yard sale, you might want to come on over and just bring your dollar bills or your fives or whatever, because it's gone. It's going. It's got to go.
We're making deals all over the place.
We're gonna, you know what? I'll take two for one. We may even give two for one.
If you need a better deal, come see Carl.
Here's Carl Bott and his dog, Snooky.
Snooky's out there. If Snooky barks, you get half off.
You've never been in Southern California. That will have no meaning for you.
Cal and his
pet. Cal Worthington and his dog Spot.
It was always anything except a dog.
Yeah, he used to ride a Brahma bull. Yeah. You know, a trained Brahma bull that he'd just ride around with.
The definitive used car salesman.
Oh my gosh. You know, one of the ways to start out the year though is to start getting things. You know, just kind of like go through your house and get things done. You know, yesterday afternoon we came home. I mean, Linda was sick, so we just put her to bed. But you start walking around and you notice little things like, oh, this, you know, it's this area around the door, you know, where people put their hands or something, it's dirty. Okay, so you got to clean that up. I saw, you know, there's places that need to be touched up with painting, but then there's stuff that needs to really be done. You know, and I think that's what everybody does. And, you know, this is kind of a lead-in from our friends over at Alliance Heating and Air, because if your air conditioning system and your heating system isn't up to par, then it's going to cost you money. It's going to cost you money in electricity if it's not running well, if it's running too hard, or if it's not adjusted right. And that's what Alliance Heating and Air does. Any type of heating or cooling systems, warranties, guarantees, they have it all. At Alliance Heating and Air, a better-known business that's been voted best in the North State, give them a call at 221-2642, or look at their website at homecomfort.org. That's Alliance Heating and Air. We're going to take a quick break at 7:14 in the morning. It's I'm thinking it's 36 degrees out there.
Yeah.
Now, right? And this is directly in front of our studio. It's 36 degrees. So dress warmly today. It's only going to go up to like 51. We'll be right back after these messages.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
The holidays. Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting. Pasta Pronto is family-owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend, with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me starting January on Thursday evenings at 6 p.m. The show is called North State Now. North State Now is all things local. The first Thursday will be yours truly, interviewing musicians, artists, chefs, writers, and more. The second Thursday, enjoy the magazine and enjoy the store with James Posada and friends. The third Thursday will feature Dr. Orna Gill discussing women's health. The fourth Thursday features Heroes from the North State with Michelle Slay. That's North State Now, starting in January at 6 p.m.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings, and over 25 directories and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
They're the definition of Motown soul, and they're coming to Reading. The Temptations, Tuesday, January 18th at the Cascade Theater. Known for their rich harmonies and 30 top 10 hits, The Temptations will electrify you. The Temptations, January 18th at the Cascade. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Real people, real winners, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play offer in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday offers from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match them up to $100 in free play. And to sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. One birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Free slot play limited to $100. Real people, real winners. You'll find all your favorite table games at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come and explore our exciting table games and see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. Our friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. No one else in town offers this. For all the table games details, download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460, the epicenter of change, located right here in Redding, California, right here in the beginning. So we're watching all of everything around us is getting rebuilt. Knocked down and rebuilt. So, you know, this is going to be the year of watching things happen, watching new things happen. We're looking forward to that. It's 7:19 in the morning. It's 36 degrees out there. It's going to go up about 51 today. But it's going to be clear, so we don't have to worry too much about rain at all. And the weather reports brought to you, of course, by Shasta Gas Propane. And Clyde's Enterprises is bringing us this portion of the show, specializing in home electronics and classic car parts. Clyde's Enterprises, the original and still the best. you don't know Clyde, you need to go down to 1250 Hartnell Avenue. That's 1250 Hartnell Avenue. Go down and say hello to Clyde and see what. How does he make this work? He makes it work really, really well. He did all the surround sound in our house. Did all the electronics in our house. He's just, you know, that was 10 years ago, and it's still going strong. Clyde's Enterprises, the original and still the best. And I'm here with a really good friend of mine, Wade Riggs.
Morning, Carl.
I'm sorry. I take a breath at the wrong times. You know what? I've been doing this for like 10 years now, and I still breathe at the wrong times. I have seen you out there, and you just don't breathe. You talk for 2 minutes, and I said, he's got to take a breath.
Well, yeah, you've met my wife, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, if I take a breath, I'm done.
That's it. You don't get that. Oh, Bob's in there too. You know what? That's right. If you take a breath, that's it. You're finished. And, if it's an argument, you might as well just roll over and piddle on yourself.
No. Because after 10 years of marriage, I don't argue anymore. I just
you go straight to yes, dear.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, you know, sometimes even a yes, dear, if you don't say it just fast enough.
Oh, and the right tone. And it does. Because if you say it, you know, if it comes out the least sarcastic, you know you're in trouble.
Yeah, and you must have the proper expression, yes. Which is nothing.
Oh, wait a minute.
Stare at your shoes.
30 years in the Marine Corps. You know, we call it military bearing. That's when you can get shot in the ear, and you're not supposed to have an expression on your face. And yet still, after 10 years of being with this wonderful, wonderful woman, I show, you know, something will happen, and I get the most surprised look on my face. And, I mean, I think I've seen most everything I can see. But something will happen, and I just go, you know, I'm just in awe. Just in awe of some of the things that they can do. God bless them. God bless them.
I do want to back up and say that, you know, I do love my wife.
And, of course you do.
And she is absolutely,
love them to
she's
be
the strongest lady I've ever met.
She is a wonderful person.
Strongest lady I've ever met.
Yeah. So, Wade Riggs, Riggs Media.
Yeah.
What do we, you know, when you come in, it's always fun to see you, first of all. But you must have something great going on.
Well, you know, we're here to talk a little bit about the Health Expo that's happening this weekend at the Convention Center. And is it still the Convention Center, Carl? Because I keep getting
no,
in
it's
trouble.
The Civic
it's Auditorium.
Civic Auditorium. When
Civic
did
auditorium.
They change that? Because I'm,
well, it was originally the Civic Auditorium, and then they made some focus group changes, and then when the new management took over, they changed it back to the Civic Auditorium.
Civic Auditorium.
Okay, so everybody knows where that's at anyway. But yeah, it's coming up this weekend, this Saturday and Sunday, and one of our clients, of course, is
Orchard Nutrition.
Thank you. I'm having a morning, Carl.
Okay.
Orchard Nutrition is one of the sponsors, and they're going to be there with a lot of the nutritionists from Orchard Nutrition, and they're going to be giving away samples, and there's going to be some entertainment there. It's they really get involved in this, of course, because you know Orchard's been around for a lot of years, and Joe is very, very committed to
you know this guy
health.
Joe. If you've never talked to most people, have not had that opportunity to talk to Joe, you're missing out on something because this guy he's the consummate businessman, but he throws business out the window sometimes because he'll help people in the sense of if somebody's coming in and they, you know, they're using this one type of vitamin or additive or something, and it's not a moneymaker. In fact, you might even lose money on it. Mm-hmm. He doesn't get rid of it because he knows these customers is the only place they can find it.
Yeah.
And that's what he does. I mean, and when I hear things like that about Joe and how he knows how much on an average the is in each everybody's cart.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this guy's just a heck of a businessman.
He is, and you know, he'd probably get mad at me for telling you, but this man has more heart than any 10 people I know.
No, I know that.
And
know.
You know, I'm going through some health issues right now, and the guy didn't miss a beat. You know, he gets with Bobette and he walks her through the store. And he says, you know, based on what's going on, you know, you should do this, you should do this, you should do this. And, of course, he prefaces it all with, you know, make sure you run all this by your doctor. But he's you know, he's taking his time. And, this, you know, I mean, this guy, you know.
Extremely busy.
Extremely busy. But yet he took his time to walk Babette through the store and you know, work with her and making sure that she knew exactly what, you know, types of foods that she should be buying right now for me. So,
well, I tell you what. Well, that's just the way it is.
Yeah.
And this is the kind of thing on the health fair, and it's this weekend, right?
It is. And, okay. You know, there's a lot of great stuff going on there. I mean, they've got the Frosty Run, which is, you know, a little too much for me, you know. If it was a frosty drive, I could do it.
But people go out and run in this type of weather. You know,
that's like the polar bear thing yesterday. What is up with that? You know, people get out there and jump in the freezing water.
Been a tradition all over the world.
Yeah, but why would you get out of a warm bed and go, and you know, whoever thought of that?
It's not even getting out of the warm bed. I mean, because you can go out and walk briskly in the morning and stuff. But taking off all your clothes, and except for a swimsuit, and then jumping.
In freezing water.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, they said the water temperature yesterday when they did that was like 34 degrees local. At the water temperature.
I can't help but think that, you know what, when your heart, you talk about a big shock to your body, that your heart must go, what? What? Not even about other parts, but that, okay.
But that's happening on Saturday morning from at 8 o'clock with the race starting at 9. Then they've got the blood drive going on from 10 to 3. And then, of course, the Health Expo is on Friday. It's going to be from 10 to 5. And then on Saturday, on Saturday it's from 10 to 5. And then on Sunday it's from 10 to 3. So,
now, who's going to be there? I know there's all types of great things that are going to
be. There is. You know, I mean, there's vendors throughout the building. Of course, Dignity Health is one of the the primary sponsors. And we love Dignity Health. And then, of course, Orchard Nutrition is one of the main sponsors, and they've got several booths set up there too. So you can talk to nutritionists, you can talk to about your health. If you are trying to figure out the best way to get healthy in the new year, they can help you with that.
Well, you know what, and that's why I'm going to go there this weekend because Linda and I are both going to be be pushing the health part of our lives and the working out, getting back down to Adamson's Peak Performance Gym, those things, watching what we eat, and it's all starting today.
Well, you look like you're in pretty good health.
Oh, you know what? I want to maintain that, and it's when as you get older, you notice things get a little bit harder. Just things like if you're active outside. That when you come back, you're just not, you don't have the ability to rip down a wall. Does that make sense?
No,
I always feel like you could rip down that wall. And now it's like, I'm going to open the door and walk through, which may be one of the ways that God tells you that you're getting older, you don't need to rip down the wall. No, use the door.
Yeah, Bobette tells me it's I'm making noises now, like when I get out of bed or if I bend over to tie a shoe.
It's noise.
I'm hearing, she goes, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, why? She goes, well, that didn't sound good.
Oh, I get up in the morning after the life I've lived, and Linda tells me I look like a wind-up doll. It's going until I get like 5 steps, and then everything kind of falls back into place. And I'm like, creak, creak, crack. Ugh. Okay. But no, but this is a great time to have the health fair because it is beginning of the year and it is the time to go in there and say, hey, you know what? Maybe more lemonade than beer this year.
Yeah. And one of the things that Orchard does is, and maybe some people aren't aware, is that they do these seminars throughout the month. And these seminars are absolutely free. And these are some of the top nutritionists, doctors in the North State. And these seminars are held at Orchard Nutrition upstairs. And they're totally free. And so you can attend. So if you want to check out the calendar, I know they've got 4 going on in January. So you can check out their the calendar on their website.
Mm-hmm.
And
these are great seminars. And they're free, you said.
And then we also we videotape those seminars and then post them on their website so that you can go back and watch some of the seminars that maybe pertain to some of the health issues or health questions that you might have.
Well, you know what, and the whole thing is a way to, when you're walking through, you're changing your life, so this is a good way to do that, is to use this as a way, kind of a launching pad, things that you want to do, and then you get, what happens, you get really good ideas.
Yeah.
Then you take these ideas and you move forward. And the idea of having, eating a type of diet that's totally different, getting into, everybody has their own diets, but, getting into a diet that's balanced. Now, I've been reading a lot about, like the Lewis and Clark. expedition. Mm-hmm. They ate 12 pounds of meat a day, every one of them. But they were malnourished because they didn't have a balanced diet. They were, you know, luckily Sacagawea was with them to find licorice roots that they could eat that would give them the vitamin C they needed.
Wow.
So this is the kind of thing is that you're going to learn at the health fair.
Yeah. And, you know, and a lot of it is, you know, like when you're younger, you think the only thing that's going to kill you is kryptonite, you know. And, you know, as you get older and you know, at least in my case, you know, I used to, oh, my goodness, I think of some of the things I used to eat when I was younger. And I'm like, wow, why am I still here? And, you know, now as I get older, I start thinking about, you know, my health and trying to be a healthier me, not only just for me, but for my family, because I want to stay around as long as I can.
That's right. So. You know, you say, okay, I'm going to be active to at least this time. You know, I want to be active till I'm like 88 minimum. So to do that, though, you have to take care of yourself. You have to have the right diet. You have to have the additives. You have to do little things like stretching.
And a lot of it, Carl, I think I agree with you, is a mindset, because it doesn't, being healthy isn't a bad thing. And a lot of the foods that I'm eating now are actually taste really good. And I'm like, wow, where was this stuff? You know, I mean, I'm eating drive through when this was available, and this is actually tastes better and is better for me than the drive through stuff I was eating. You know.
Oh yeah.
So a lot of it's just changing your mindset and becoming aware of what's out there.
A lot of it's aware, and this is what the health fair is going to do for you.
It really is.
And what time? Now, tell me again all the hours here.
Okay, it's on the 5th and 6th, which is Saturday and Sunday. On Saturday, again, the kickoff with the Frosty Run at 8 o'clock. The race starts at 9. I think the registration's at 8. The blood drive is from 10 to 3. The expo itself, the health expo, is from 10 to 5. And then on Sunday, the expo is from 10 to 3. So you've got – it's a two-day event. You can go out either Saturday or Sunday and check out all the vendors and come by and say hi.
Is that the cholesterol blood test? Is that for – what's that for? Is that for the cholesterol?
Oh, that's the blood drive.
Oh, the blood drive.
Yeah,
okay.
It's a blood drive so people can donate blood, which is always, always needed here in the North State. So you can do some good and have some fun at the same time.
There you go. We're here with Wade Riggs of Riggs Media, Riggs Productions, Riggs Empire.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I'm too short for an empire. You know? Umpire, maybe. You know.
Well, no, I mean, how tall was Napoleon? Come on. And you towered. No, would tower over him.
Nice analogy there. I appreciate that, Carl.
Well, you know, you tower over Napoleon. So, see, that's, you know, he was like 5'2".
Yeah, well, at 5'7", if I tower over anybody, I'm feeling pretty good, you know.
You notice how our ladies will buy the 3 or 4 inch heels too.
Oh yeah,
and lift them up in the air, and you have to look at it sometimes. You know, most of the time I'm taller than her, almost all the time, until I'm wandering around the house in my slippers, and she's got heels on, and she's looking me dead in the eye, which is scary enough as it is. But anyway,
yeah, Bobette wears those big heels when she's DJing,
yeah,
and
I know,
and she like looks down at me, and I'm like, come on now, I know I'm taller than you, I know I am.
Happy New Year, Wade.
Happy New Year to you.
Anybody.
Give Linda my love.
And give Bob that mine, and we'll be seeing you soon. Right. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after these messages. It's 7:33 in the morning. It's 36 degrees here on January 2nd, 2019.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Are you ready for cage fights at Wind River Resort and Casino? The best place in Northern California to offer MMA cage fighting. Fight Night 40. This intense, action-packed fight is presented by Wind River Resort and Casino and Rogue Fights. Extreme mixed martial art. Cage fighting at the Event Center on Saturday, January 26th. It's in the cage. Full contact fighting. No limits. Bringing you another night of extreme fighting in Reading. Amateur, title, and pro fights. This event sells out. Get your tickets now. Call 1-800-280-UWIN to reserve a room in our hotel. Up to 12 bouts of MMA in the cage on Saturday, January 26th. The Event Center will roar with the thrill of extreme cage fights Wind River Resort and Casino is bringing you. Don't miss this event. Get your tickets now online or at the River Club. Great entertainment is happening with Fight Night 40 at Wind River Resort and Casino. Must be 21 to attend. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. Fight Night 40. It's in the cage. The Event Center, Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
Hi, Michael with Hokumas, where Reading shops for the best buys in vacuums and helpful home cleaning products. Got hairy pets? Stop by Hokumas and ask to see our exclusive pet hair and lint removal tool. The Forget It tool by Ricara is perfect for cleanups on upholstery, carpet, even that dark shirt or blouse your pet's fur loves to cling to. And for those bigger home cleanup jobs, check out our line of Ricara upright and canister vacs that feature rugged chrome steel brush rollers, not the disposable plastic kind. These rollers always give you the best cleaning results ever. Want to save time vacuuming dirty carpets? Drop into Hokumas and check out Ricara Tandem, the latest technology in vacuum cleaners. Either upright or canister style, these super machines clean with dual motors for a faster, deeper clean. And while you're here, try out the best performing convenience upright we've ever found. Ricara's super lightweight vacuums will clean your house with time to spare. No back-breaking vacuuming anymore. These great vacs make for the most convenient upright vacuum ever. Hokumas on Bocelli Lane in Reading, 223-1970, online at Hokumas.net, or like us on Facebook.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. The joy of the Lord, or the affliction of evil, the choice is ours. We choose what kind of life we will live. When we choose to live for God, our life will find its joy and peace in Jesus Christ. The alternative is allowing the chaos of the world to dictate the outcome of our everyday life. Now is the time to choose. I encourage you to choose life, joy, peace, and the eternal love of God. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
When the whisper moves upon the fields of barley, you'll forget the sun in his jealous sky as we walk in fields of gold.
What a great, 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 great song that is. Wow. Sting, Fields of Gold. I got a story about that. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank wants you to come down and see how they move your dreams forward. That's what they do. They're a local bank. They move local dreams forward. Cornerstone Community Bank, 1845 California Street or 150 East Cypress Avenue. And, of course, 237 South Main Street in Red Bluff. Cornerstone Community Bank. I'm here with Michelle Irvine, of the general manager of the Cascade Theater.
Good morning.
Good morning. Happy January the 2nd, 2019.
Yes, I think a lot of us are very, very glad 2018 is over.
I enjoy every year. I'm really looking forward to see what 2019 is going to bring and how much of an impact we can have, on our future, on things. But that going back to that song, Fields of Gold. Is it Field of Gold? Fields of Gold.
Fields of Gold.
Okay. Yes, Sting comes to Croatia, used to, when I was working in Croatia in 99, 2000. And he comes to this city called Rija, and which is the word for river in Croatian. And there is a, you know, the Romans had conquered, of course, conquered Croatia. And there's amphitheaters in different places still. Not the large one like, you know, you see in Rome, but they had smaller amphitheaters. And so this one dates back to Roman times. And it's, and Sting would come, and he comes every year to do a concert there. Well, of course, I mean, the place, I don't know, 1,000 people it holds. But because it's the seating is like old marble, but then all the field, you know, then all the ground around it is in grass and all this, but the place fills up and he sings, and in the background is the Aegean Sea, not the Aegean Sea, the which one I'm looking
My
for?
Geography is bad.
I know. It's the Adriatic.
Oh, the Adriatic.
Is right behind him. And when he's singing, like the sun's going down, and as the sun's going down, he sings a song. And it's just absolutely beautiful. And, of course, I mean, Sting coming to that small city to do a concert anyway, because he likes Croatia. He likes this city. So this is what he did. I don't know if he still does it or not, but it was really cool. Just kind of like what you do. You bring in these really great concerts, and it leaves memories. It leaves memories in your, you know, that you have forever.
Well, that is certainly our hope. That's what we're here for.
That's who we're here for. That's right. So tell me, what's happening at the Cascade?
Well, this weekend, we are happy to announce auditions for our two in-house productions coming up in the spring and summer, Shrek and Mamma Mia. So starting on Thursday, we'll be auditioning for all of the roles for both of those shows together.
Wow. So, gosh, Bob, we could go in there and we could be auditioning for a couple of the good-looking, you know, boy dancers.
Ogre.
We could be a couple of the good-looking dancer boys in the Mamma Mia, and we end up in Shrek.
Yeah.
You know, so that would be kind of him. Oh, no, we didn't call you for that. We called you to be, what are they? What are they in, hey, Bob, what are they in, what are they called? The Gorgons? What?
In Shrek. Some fairy tale characters.
Oh, ogres, yeah. We end up, you know, we go in to be singers in Mamma Mia, come out as ogres in Shrek. I'm not sure that's what I planned on, but anyway. Okay, so that happens this weekend then.
Yeah, we have a brand new artistic director producer, so these will be her first shows with us. So we're excited about that.
Who's directing that?
Dash Waterbury is directing Shrek.
And?
And John Truitt.
John Truitt, that's what I thought.
Is doing Mamma Mia.
Doing Mamma Mia. Well, he'll be there, of course.
Oh, yes.
All right.
Directors will be there, musical directors, choreographers.
I just kind of like to see Linda get into this. So.
She's amazing.
She's amazing, and she's talked about it. I hope
she should.
Well, get her well here in the next day or two. I think she wants to. I mean, I'm not saying that for her, but I know she's interested. We've got a lot of stuff going on, but
I think she'd be amazing in Mamma Mia.
That's what I'm thinking.
Tell her to come down.
Yeah, well, I think she would too. She's done that kind of stuff. Okay, so those are the auditions, and that's for Shrek and Mamma Mia. And if you're interested in these, do you make a phone call or
all the information is on our website. It's basically just show up.
Show up, and
there's no
starting
appointment
at what time?
Needed. Each day is a little different.
But it's starting Thursday then. Right?
Starting Thursday evening.
Okay. Thursday evening.
I think we start checking people in around 5:30.
Okay.
And so yep, just
come
show
in,
up.
Bring your best Shrek.
Go to the website and see what it says to bring, and bring a photo, bring a headshot, resume if you have it. If not, we'll just put something together there.
There you go. So anyway, this is y'all do such great productions. Oh my gosh!
We really want to encourage kids to come out for Shrek. You know, traditionally, it's not cast with children, but we want to use kids in it. In the fairy tale creature roles and things like that. Since we changed from Willy Wonka to Shrek, I know a lot of kids were disappointed because there's a lot of children's roles in Willy Wonka. So we want to keep that, keep the kids interested. So we will be casting kids, which is not traditionally
that's cool.
The way it's done.
Well, that's funny because I would have never noticed that if you hadn't said that, that it's usually not kids. I guess if I remember the movie from so long ago, there wasn't a lot of kids in it, but I can see where you could put a lot of. And we have so many talented kids in around here. It's unbelievable.
We definitely do.
And, you know, when we went to see the Cascade Christmas, some of those kids up there, you're looking at them, and I said, you know, I've seen some of these kids for like 3 years in a row here, and you can just watch them just grow, and besides physically grow into being able to do more and more every year.
Yeah, they're pretty amazing. I am very, very surprised at the great talent we have locally, really.
Yeah, I'm here with Michelle Irvine from the Cascade Theater. We're going to take a quick break here. It's 7:45 in the morning here on Wednesday, January the 2nd. 2019. 36 degrees right outside the door here at KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio. Give us a call, 605-4567.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized Dish Network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I've been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa. Refrigerator and freezer. The internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together. Home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent. Which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Contact Jeff Avery at 243-4600. License number 0D09479.
Winter is coming. At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane in Reading, 241-1167.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business. This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
You're just trying to make my, you know what? You're just trying to make my first day back at work on 2019 perfect, aren't you, buddy?
Just getting them all right for the moment.
You're getting them all, buddy. You're getting them all. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here, 7:50 in the morning. And this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst, better known business, has been repairing windshields for, gosh, well over a quarter century. And his whole mantra there is to keep your family safe. So whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2.5 feet in length, Jeff can fix it. I was just by there the other day. He had RVs sitting out in front, other people coming in, lining up that he's fixing these little bitty chips because they know that with the cold weather, get water in it, they could crack your windshield. Head on down to 3208 South Market Street and see a real windshield repair specialist. Give him a call, 241-8373, for an appointment today. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. I'm here with Michelle Irvine, and she's from, of course, the general manager of Cascade Theater. And we're talking about the auditions for Shrek and Mamma Mia starting this weekend. But you got a lot of other great things happening.
We do. We have a lot of great shows coming up just in January alone. On the 16th, we have the Blues Harmonica Blowout. So for any people who are big blues fans, there's still good tickets available
harmonicas.
For that.
Harmonicas. I mean, it's more than just harmonicas.
It is.
Too.
That's just what they call it, but yes.
Yeah, there's a lot more than that. But I love the harmonica. And, I mean, harmonicas and the blues, I mean, they go together.
They do. They do. Then we have the Temptations coming on the 18th. Of course, who doesn't love the Temptations?
Has anybody not liked the Temptations?
I don't know how you could not like the Temptations.
The Temptations, I mean, well, there's probably people that don't know who the Temptations are, probably, but if you listen to music, they've had such an impact on music from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, now, and they're it's just really, really good music. It's like going to see something like, you know, it could be something like opera, or it could be something like the, you know, the blues harmonicas and all these. Good music is just good music. And the Temptations are just, I mean, it is smooth, it's polished, it reaches in, it touches your soul.
They're pretty timeless, that's for sure.
They are. It's great. So that's when's the Temptations? Because I'm going to, I mean, Linda and I are going to the Temptations. So
that's on the 18th.
18th of January. Okay. All right. What else we have?
Roseanne Cash on the 24th.
Johnny and June's, is that Johnny and June Cash's daughter, I think. Yes.
I think so.
Oh, yeah. She's well known. She's good.
She's great. And a lot of people don't realize, I think a lot of people associate her with country because her dad was. But she's actually more middle of the road. It's not just a country show. Not at all.
Right. So she does crossover stuff then all the time. Okay. I like her. You know what? That's somebody else. How do you get these groups to come? I mean, do you go to a place where they're all kind of all auditioning, or there's just like one, like a clearinghouse, and you go to them, go there and say, hey, okay, I'd like to have these guys or these guys?
There are big booking sort of conventions, and we have a booking agent that works for us that goes to these. But a lot of these with the bigger names like this, it's relationships that have been built over years. And we work with these same managers and management groups. So a lot of them seek us out. You know, Reading is a tertiary market. It's not a primary market. People don't come to Reading, per se. We catch them on the way from Sacramento, San Francisco, heading up to Portland or Seattle. And they're looking to fill dates in between. You know, too much dead time in a tour is not good. So that's they actually seek us out a lot of the time, you know, because they have a date in San Francisco, they have a date in Seattle, and they're looking to fill some space in between. So that's how we get a lot of them.
Well, you know, I'm here with Michelle Irvine, the general manager of the Cascade Theater, and we're talking about different acts come through. 605-4567, if you've got an idea about somebody you want to see, you might be surprised that she could make a phone call because, like you say, you have lots of contacts out there. And if you want to give us a call and give us some ideas about who you'd like to see here.
Booking season is just starting for next year. We're still working with this, you know, this last year's booking season up through June, but we are starting right now to book for
looking at July,
the fall and into the spring of next year.
I don't, you know, and there's, you know, there's probably some groups that, you know, I'm sure that there's groups that, like the Temptations, you know, they were used to, you know, that do these kinds, you know, 1,000, 2,000 people, and it works out really well. And it's such a more intimate show that they're kind of like right there in the audience with you. That's what I like.
Yeah, a lot of the bigger groups are doing that because it is more intimate. You know, they're not into the big, giant stadium thing anymore.
You know,
they like the intimacy, and that's it's where we come in. We're the perfect spot.
We're the perfect spot, and we're too late for Freddie Mercury. But, okay, I saw Bohemian Rhapsody, and I've been a Queen fanatic ever since that a week ago. I may even start playing some of the records. Okay, what else we have?
Black Violin on the 30th.
Okay.
That's a very unique show, something very, very different. They are just tremendous musicians. They're basically two guys that you would never think by looking at them that they would be into music like they are. They play violins, and they have basically made violins cool. I mean, they play everything from hip-hop to classical.
So sort of like piano guys or two cellos or
yeah
these guys are a couple, if I'm right, a couple of African American young men, if I'm right, I know I'm right, that have taken the violin to a new level, and it's fun, and like you said, they play, you know, they cover the spectrum from hip hop to I wouldn't be surprised to hear some country in there someplace.
Oh, they do everything. They do it all. And they're doing a school show which has been sold out for months. I have never seen a school show that engages the kids to the extent that these guys do. I mean, the kids are just so involved. And if anybody out there has kids that are musicians, this is something that they need to see.
Maybe we could, if you can find that someplace, and it's called, what now, the name of the act is?
Black Violin.
Black Violin. See if you got do something on the YouTube or something like that. I mean, we go out with that. Okay, so Temptations, the blues harmonicas, Roseanne Cash.
Mm-hmm.
Did I get that right? Roseanne Cash. The black violins. Wow. Shrek, Mamma Mia.
Yeah, we're going to be very, very busy. And for the month of February, we have Newsies. Axiom is performing Newsies at the Cascade.
Wow.
We're also working with them on Gypsy, a little further out in the spring. We're just booked back to back with one thing after another, which is great. I am glad that we're staying busy and keeping people engaged and keeping people coming downtown.
You know, it's and that's the big thing is, you know, to keep bringing people downtown, because all the construction that's going on, it's going to be more people downtown. And the Cascade Theater is the perfect time for y'all to be able to expand, what you're doing, because there's going to be more people enjoying this. I mean, we've been to, you know, we see a variety of acts that have come through there, and, you know, not in every case, because when you had Weird Al, I mean, that place was jammed. But I see so many people that show up for local stuff. I mean, they fill the place up for local stuff because of the presentations are so good. And then you have people that we haven't heard of. I mean, in every day, I mean, everybody knows who the Temptations are. But then you hear things about the Black Violins. Now, that's somebody that sounds really kind of cool to go listen to. So we thank you so much for doing that.
It's my pleasure.
Oh, no, I mean that. I mean, you know, you're, Michelle, you've been here for, what, over a year now, right?
You're close? It was a year in September.
A year in September. Well, Happy New Year. Happy 2019. And I hope you have a wonderful year this year.
I think we're going to. I really do.
I think you will. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with the Reading City Police right after the break for the news.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The White House is rejecting a Democrat plan to reopen the government without approving any money for a border wall.
When the new Congress convenes tomorrow, House Democrats plan to pass two bills to fund the government and put federal workers back on the job. But White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders calls it a non-starter and says the Democrat plan won't reopen the government because it fails to secure the border and puts the needs of other countries above the needs of our own citizens.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston, this is day 12 of the partial government shutdown triggered by the impasse over border security funding. President Trump has invited congressional leaders of both parties to the White House this afternoon for a border security briefing. Some Cleveland Airport water fountains have been shut off as a precaution after six people got sick during a flight from Cleveland to Tampa. Speculation it could be something in the water, although they're not yet sure. Tensions flares, the tear gas flies along the southern border on New Year's Day.
In an incident along the U.S.-Mexico border at Tijuana early Tuesday, U.S. Customs and Border Protection says tear gas was fired to repel about 150 migrants who tried to breach the border fence. According to the statement, the gas was used specifically against rock throwers who were apart from the migrants who were trying to cross, and that no agents witnessed any of the migrants at the fence, including children, experiencing effects of the chemical agents.
Correspondent Mike Rossia says that authorities insist they employed the minimal amount of force required to protect themselves and the border. Today's Wall Street opening bell, launching the first trading day of the new year, and the key averages promptly sank into the red. Right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down about 118 points, the NASDAQ Composite Index off 15 points, and the S&P is down 9. More on these stories at townhall.com.
G'day. I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free. I want to personally thank all my Plug-In Pest Free customers who have taken the time out to call, write, and who have left messages to thank me for ridding their homes and businesses of unwanted rodent and pest problems. So from me to you, I thank you. Plug-In Pest Free is the only scientifically tested and, more importantly, consumer-proven electromagnetic pest management system since 1995. Why put up with those annoying rodents and pests any longer? Plug-In Pest Free is 100% chemical-free, making it your safest bet to manage your rodent and pest problems around your family and pets. With a 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. So order yours today at gopestfree.com. Use promo code RADIO20 for 20% off and free shipping. That's gopestfree.com, promo code RADIO20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget. Gopestfree.com today.
Israel's poverty rate is climbing. We get the latest from the media line's Felice Friedson.
The country with the highest poverty rate among the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development is the state of Israel. Based on the National Insurance Institute's end-of-year reporting, one out of five Israelis, or about 1.75 million out of a population of nearly 9 million, live below the poverty line. Sectors most severely impacted are the so-called ultra-Orthodox and Arab Israelis, with poverty rates nearing 50%. Also of concern is the continued growth of the poverty sector, which showed a 2.7% increase last year. Israel's OECD membership allows its citizens to compare its economic situation and cost of living to 35 nations of similar economies. I'm Felice Friedson, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
News and analysis at themedialine.org and townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The former Soviet Republic of Turkmenistan is on the verge of becoming a dry country with its own version of prohibition.
The law that took effect Tuesday forbids the sale of alcoholic drinks, including beer on trains, airplanes, and ferries, and at sports facilities. It also bans the sale of alcohol on holidays when workers get the day off. The law calls for alcohol sales to be banned on Saturdays and Sundays beginning in 2021, except at bars and restaurants. The Turkmenistan president, who has ruled the mostly Muslim Central Asian nation since late 2006 in an all-encompassing cult of personality, is frequently shown on state TV engaging in sports including horse riding and weightlifting. He's vowed to make the country tobacco-free by 2025. Keith Peters reporting.
In a Washington Post op-ed, Republican U.S. Senator-elect Mitt Romney sharply critical of President Trump, his character, and many of his policies. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460. It's 8:05 in the morning here at KCNR 1460s. In the center of downtown Reading, the epicenter of change, as we like to say. 38 degrees. We're going to get the full update from Bad Bob.
And good morning, Carl. Yeah, 38, 37, depending on where you look. Temperatures, of course, vary all over the place. Clear skies this morning. Today's high will be 60 degrees, and that's going to be the warmest temperature all week. Tonight's low down close to 35. Then tomorrow's high, 54. Same thing on Friday. As clouds begin to move in, a small chance of rain on Friday becomes a more definite chance on Saturday, with overnight about 38, high about 49. So snow extremely unlikely down on the valley floor. But we will see definite rain through the weekend, recharging aquifers, filling up the lake. And that goes well into next week. Again, right now in downtown Reading, 37 degrees. And this report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Shasta Gas Propane, a better-known business out of Anderson. It gives discounts for seniors and veterans and has payment plans for people on there that have propane needs. Chuck and Judy Kinney, really super people that have Shasta Gas Propane. And this portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Four Winds Jewelry. It's not too late to start the year off with a bang. Head on down to Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. I'm here with Lieutenant Jeff Wallace. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
He's, of course, from our Reading Police Department, and your job is you've got one of the patrol divisions.
I do. I'm the day shift watch commander for patrol operations.
Okay. So, how was New Year's Eve?
You know, fortunately, this year we didn't have any major incidents on New Year's Eve, so that's always a good
That's because Bob was out of town.
I'm sure that's what it was. That's
probably part of it, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, he gets rowdy. What do you usually expect on New Year's Eve?
You know, we generally increase some staffing for DUI enforcement and parties, that type of disturbance calls. That's generally the things that we deal with the most. And, you know, we're always hypersensitive to, you know, trying to mitigate any major accidents or anything from DUIs.
Nothing major, though, huh?
No, nothing major. So that's a good thing.
That's great. Yeah. No, that's great. I mean, if we can get through New Year's Eve without major damage. You know, I can't help but notice, and I showed it to you already, and it was interesting to hear your comment on this. The headline says, police say prolific thieves arrested. They arrested, Reading police arrested two prolific thieves on New Year's Day because the pair stole from different unlocked cars in a downtown motel parking lot to buy heroin. Now, it's the parking lot across from us, the Thunderbird, which has really cleaned up. I mean, for the last, they've won award, you know, they won an award for how much they've gone back in there. I mean, this is a place I would put relatives up here in the Thunderbird.
Yeah, they've done a great job.
They've done a great job, but people still are leaving cars unlocked.
Yeah.
It looks like. But officers said they spotted Reading residents Chelsea Hyatt, 20, and David Shankles, 28, in a Market Street Promenade about 8:45 a.m. with a newer iMac desktop computer.
And you can imagine what happens after that.
Yeah, the theft scale that we see nowadays with some of the law changes and some of the heroin epidemic that we're experiencing is it just exacerbates that problem of theft and opportunity crimes such as this one.
Okay, so usually I leave things in the back of my truck, and I had two coolers. They were just still in the back of my truck this morning, and I started to come in, and it was I get in here, 6:15. And I went back out and I picked up those coolers and I brought them inside because it's dark and I'm not sure somebody's not just going to go by and just pick them up and walk away with them.
Yeah, and that's a very real concern because it happens on a daily basis and we deal with it every single day.
You know, Jeff, you had a comment when I said this girl's 20 years old. I mean, she's 20 years old, so she's been on this stuff for a while, I imagine. And you said heroin is the devil.
It's the devil's drug. Yeah, the addiction from heroin is one of the worst of all the drugs that we encounter. The dependency that people establish and, the pain and struggle they go through in withdrawals just forces people to stay with that addiction, and they will do many things to keep from getting sick. So going through those withdrawals are terrible, and when people have that addiction, the theft to keep that habit going, to establish some money and currency or something to trade in response to getting, additional drugs to keep from being in withdrawals, it just fuels this crime that we see.
I've heard parents changing the locks on their doors.
Yeah. How terrible is that?
Yeah, because they know their kids are going to come in and steal from them.
Yeah.
Because they've done it before.
Yeah, and unfortunately, it's, there's really no delineating lines on who's susceptible to being addicted to the opiates. So, we had the mass wave of prescription drug overprescription in the early 2000s with OxyContin and oxycodone. And, there's a whole generation of kids that got intertwined in that, and there was a lot of addiction that came out of that. And then when the pharmaceutical companies made some aggressive changes to stop some of the diversion, some of the abuse, it really limited that market for some of those people who were already opiate addicts. And then you see the cartels move into that opportunity and start pushing heroin in regions that never had heroin problems.
And, things I've read and people I've talked to is that when they saw that happening, they just really pumped up their production of heroin.
Absolutely.
And dropped the price on it to get it going. Mm-hmm. And it must be on this freeway.
Yeah.
What a perfect way is it goes from, if we talk about, In our last segment, we talked Cascade Theater, where a lot of the acts going from San Francisco or maybe Los Angeles up to Portland will stop here.
Right.
So they perform. I think it's the same kind of thing. We have heroin going from here to, it's Canada. But this is a perfect stop off, spend the night.
Yeah, being on an I-5 corridor and, it's a major, major interstate, all the way to Canada, all the way to Mexico. So it's a major thoroughfare for drug transportation. And, we just happen to be sitting right alongside of it.
When we say prolific thieves, what do we mean by that? They've been arrested.
Well, that would be people with history. They're either knowledge based by the officers on the street or, prior arrests or convictions, those types of things would factor into a statement like that. And, unfortunately,
you think Chelsea's still in jail?
I don't think so. I'm not certain, but I don't think so.
You wouldn't think so, would you?
No.
So Chelsea is 20, prolific thief, which, I mean, she's 20. Does she have a chance?
Well, I think everybody has a chance. Addiction is something that, it's dealt with in a lot of different ways by different people. But bottom line, I think a lot of people have to find that rock bottom before they realize that they want to quit. Because you can try to help people and you can force people to do certain things, with treatment, which is now more difficult with the law changes. But until somebody truly wants to change and truly wants to stop, they won't.
They won't. No, you're right. They won't. I've known people like that. I looked at this one woman's brother. I said, she needs help. He goes, not enough. She doesn't need it enough yet.
Right.
She's going to be the one because I can't stop her drinking.
Right.
And he was right. I mean, I don't know what happened to those people, but I always thought that what a shame that. But he was right; he was absolutely right.
Yeah.
She's not gonna, she hasn't reached that point yet.
It will be whatever her path takes, or her or other people in her situation. That's a lifelong struggle.
If you could put her in jail, and I'm not going to, don't answer this yet because this is my hook to get on the other side. If you could put her in jail, do you believe that she would have a chance? We're going to take a quick break. And we're talking about a 20-year-old girl named Chelsea, who is known as a prolific thief, who was got arrested again. And as Lieutenant Jeff Wallace just told us, probably not even in jail right now. So the question is, if she was put in jail, would she have a chance to detox? We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back. It's 8:14 in the morning. It's 39 degrees here on January the 2nd, 2019. And I can't help but think, as we're still talking about the things that were happening last year or on New Year's Day. I guess this happened on New Year's Day. So starting tomorrow, we'll be talking about things that happened this year. So, but this did happen. This entry into vehicles, well, unlocked vehicles and just stealing stuff happened on New Year's Day. But the impact of all the laws, and we're going to get into that, that's been passed over the last few years and that have had such a dramatic impact on the state of California. And we'll be right back after these messages.
I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Redding's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
The holidays. Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting. Pasta Pronto is family-owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend, with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
For over 45 years, the original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized DISH network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I have been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, an LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
You know I smoked a lot of grass. Oh, Lord, I popped a lot of pills.
Oh, good, Bob.
But I've never touched nothing that I...
Start talking before we get to the chorus.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, Home Helpers and Sharon Clark will help. Well, you know, she's there to assist your family. We have friends that have had operations and they've been laid up for, you know, just several days because of shoulder and knee operations, and their wife is busy working and oh no, I'll just do this myself, and then they fall down the stairs and make it worse when they could have had somebody from Home Helpers come in there, make sure they're okay, you know, take care of the things around the house that have to be taken care of, make sure that the person's is not trying to walk down the stairs with a knee replacement. Okay, why would you do that anyway? And we do know these people that did that. Anyway, Home Helpers, and Sharon Clark is the one to do it. Give her a call, 226-8350, or visit readinghomehelpers.com, whether it's all day, every day, or just a few days, or just a few hours. It's Sharon Clark. I'm here with Lieutenant Jeff Wallace from the Reading Police Department, who has – he's the day watch commander. And we were talking about, when we left, a young woman, 20 years old, prolific thief, got arrested again on New Year's Day for going through cars over here at the Thunderbird. And the Thunderbird is no different than the other hotel. And the Thunderbird is a good hotel, a good motel right here. Clean. The people have worked real hard. But people left their cars open. So these two just go through, steal magazines. This was really dumb. Mm-hmm. No rifle, but a magazine with ammo in it. And the guy that took it, her partner, is a felon. So now they got him with ammo, which is a major one. Hopefully he's still in jail. And she took an iPad. So they both did it for one reason. They're heroin addicts. And I asked Lieutenant Wallace when we left if Chelsea, who was arrested and is probably back out on the streets now, was put into jail for this, for, you know, and you held her, and if she got sentenced to 6 months, would she have a chance then to detox?
Well, my career, I've kind of focused years worth of my career in doing narcotics enforcement and working some different, you know, DEA and state level task force for drug abuse and sales and trafficking. And I've spoken with, you know, literally thousands of people with drug addiction and drug issues. And I can tell you that most of them will tell you that the major breaks in the cycle of addiction that they ever had in their lives through battling that was when they were in custody. Mm-hmm. So that spurred many of them to try to stay clean, because when they come out of jail, they'd had that break and they had detoxed and they had gotten through those withdrawals. And so they had a break in that cycle. And, you know, we focus a lot on the suspects and the people that are doing these crimes. And, you know, society's kind of turned away from the victims and what, you know, the victims are going through. So, you know, we really struggle with that, you know, where to focus our energies.
Well, where do we focus our energies? I mean, victims. Sometimes, you know, you're absolutely right. We forget that the victims out there, that their house is invaded. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean a home invasion, but somebody comes into their home,
sure,
steals things that mean stuff to them,
sure,
and then they walk away. Mm-hmm. And when they get caught, nothing happens to them.
Well, with, you know, the laws that have changed and the readjustment of the criminal justice system with, you know, AB 109 and Prop 47, Prop 47 changing so many felonies to misdemeanors and taking away consequence to these crimes that people say are low-end crimes, and they're just drug-related crimes. They're not a big deal in society, so we don't want to fill the prisons with these people. But they failed to recognize the ripple effect on people's everyday lives of getting their cars broken into or their cars stolen or, you know, their businesses being ransacked with theft on a daily basis and there being no severe consequence to stop that. So I have a lot of empathy for the victims and what's happening in our state.
Well, I think everybody does, but it seems like it's nobody cares except us. I mean, obviously the legislators don't care. But here's the thing. Those were propositions that people passed. Those are the voters passed these.
Well, you know, and they have to accept some of the blame for that. I mean,
well, hell yes.
when you title a proposition, you know, Safe Neighborhoods and Schools Act, people think everybody wants a safe neighborhood and a safe school, so they vote for that, and they don't realize the consequences of what they did.
I say they're ignorant because they don't know what's in this.
Right.
They see it. They see the headline. They see the – which, by the way, the headlines are so wonderful. A lot of times they have nothing to do with the story anymore because they're written – no offense, Reading Searchlight, but they're written someplace else, you know, 1,000 miles away. But you're right. They see safe schools and neighborhoods. Oh, that's what we want. Well – it's got nothing. In fact, it was just the opposite.
Yes, it was.
Okay. Oh, Terry. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning. How you doing, Carl?
Fine. Do you have a question for Lieutenant Wells?
I do, and just a quick thing. I know how hard those guys work. First of all, I love what you've done in the studio.
Thank you. You like that, man?
I like it. I like the idea of sitting behind, Wynn and I sat behind the green and the yellow mic masks that are kind of nice, showing the Jefferson colors. It's just with the lieutenant. On Monday, we're going to have a meeting at 2570 Bonnie View Road, South Bonnie View Road. We're going to talk about all things Jefferson, and we're bringing down Mark Baird. Every time that we talk on the radio and our law enforcement talks, it's about one more thing that the state of California has done to them to inhibit their effectiveness. It's been one more thing. We've been talking about the same thing, and it's time we all did something about it. So we're going to update a couple of court cases we have. It's very, very important. We'd like to invite the RPD to come. We think that, you know, it's really gotten to a point where we have to start off the new year with a program like this, and God bless those guys in blue out there doing their job, but their job isn't made harder by the folks out there that are in the community or even by the criminals. It's being made hard by the government. And there has to be a stop to all this madness. So anyway, just want to bring that up. 6 o'clock, 2570 Bonnie View Road, South Bonnie View Road. We will be having Mark Baird coming in and some other speakers, and we need to get this thing turned around. This is going to be about all things Jefferson. So anyway, thank you for what you do, sir. Appreciate you guys in blue. And, you know, gosh, if there's a way we can all help, let us know. And thanks again, Carl, for having these folks on.
You bet. Thanks a lot, Terry.
Thank you.
You know, it's interesting to see, you know, that there's – and we have a relative who lives in Sacramento, and he came up for a get together we had, several people. And he says to me on his, you know, the next day, he says, it is so refreshing to see people speaking their minds with different viewpoints. We have, as you can probably imagine, an eclectic group of friends and associates. He says, without fear that somebody's going to that a crowd of 20 or 30 people are going to show up at their house the next day and say something. He says, but the other thing is, he says, do you realize what a bubble of common sense that you all live in up here in Redding?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he's big down in Sacramento. He's big in the, you know, political things. He says, what a bubble of common sense that you live in.
And we are very fortunate because we do have, by and large, a very supportive community, and we have we live in a very blessed spot to where we do have that support, and you don't see that throughout the country, and we are lucky.
I think so. But you know what? But here's the thing, Jeff, and this is Lieutenant Jeff Wallace of the Redding Police Department, is that you earn this. If y'all were a bunch of jerks out there and doing things that we see in other places, and I'm not blaming all cops. You know that. You know how I feel about law enforcement and first responders. But there are people out there that are jerks that do things that, just we talked earlier, it blankets all of the men and women in blue. But you all have earned that respect our community.
We've all seen how, you know, one incident, whether the facts that are being presented are true or not, can polarize a nation and an entire profession like law enforcement. But I can tell you this, that I could not be personally any more proud of the people that work for the Reading Police Department, because we set a high standard, and our guys, men and women in uniform, they uphold that standard every day, and they work hard, and they're professional, and they're smart, and they care about this community, and they go out every day on the daily grind of doing their best and doing everything they can. Aside from all the law changes and things that are outside their control, they don't get apathetic. They keep hammering away and doing the right thing, and I'm very proud of them.
Well, you know, that's a question I want to ask when we come back. Is it must be tough. I mean, you're the division commander. You're the day watch commander. I've just arrested Chelsea again. Oh, wait a minute. She's walking past me.
Right.
How you handle that with your – well, let's wait to the other side of this, because this is going to lead to other questions I also have. But if you have a question for Lieutenant Wallace, who is one of the day watch commanders – well, he is the day watch commander here at the Reading Police Department. Give us a call at 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy Maxwell, as her business continues to expand, as she is putting all of her insurance under one roof and her financial under the same roof. And – but it's expanded out so that she can help even more people than she has before, helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners all since 1993. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, that's Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back with Lieutenant Jeff Wallace, 8:29 and 57 seconds after the hour.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Real people, real winners, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play offer in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday offers from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match them up to $100 in free play. And to sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. One birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Free slot play limited to $100. Real people. Real winners. You'll find all your favorite table games at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come and explore our exciting table games and see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. Our friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. No one else in town offers this. For all the table games details, download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
Hello, my name is Dan Scott, owner of Eagle Eye Painting. I would like to invite you to take advantage of our winter special. We are offering 10% off all interior work scheduled during December and January. Some of the painting people do range from wall, woodwork, whole house painting, plus cabinet refinishing and staining. Please call us today at 400-5152 or visit our website, danscottpainting.com, and Facebook. What shall we
do about them? Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on Them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about Them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda. Linda is finally, after avoiding it for 4 months, has caught whatever is going around in Redding, and it hit her yesterday on her way back, and this morning she's getting out of bed
like croaking. The proverbial bricks.
Oh my gosh, croaking, and it's like, honey, just lay down and don't move. I'll be home. I'll be home at around noontime to make sure you're okay. Take the dog out, but don't move. So we'll hopefully that'll happen today. Anyway, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Starting this month, they're going to start taking reservations. So you have to give them a call. And so because otherwise you're kind of sitting there and it's the best place in the world to get a haircut. Man's last stronghold. You know, you go in there and you brush up against the wall and you come off with police blue, law enforcement blue. And you get a lot of law enforcement come down through there. A lot of service, a lot of retirees. I mean, it's a great place. Man's last stronghold. I'm here with Lieutenant Jeff Wallace, and he's the watch commander for the day watch. And here's the question. How do you keep them up? I mean, I've been in situations where it's daily patrols, daily outside the wire, daily, and you know that you go in this area, someone's going to be shooting at you now, and you just know it. It may not be a complex attack, but somebody's going to be taking a shot at you, and if you're on the ground, there's going to be IEDs out there. And the morale of your Marines is so important, and they manage to do that. You all are doing that in the same way. Yes, there's no IEDs, but you are out there at fights every day, the same people you see every day. Chelsea and her buddy, who you arrest for the 56th time on the streets, and you see him again on the corner looking at cars. How do you keep your men and women up?
You know, we just really strongly encourage them all the time in conversations about, you know, staying away from the apathy of, well, nothing's going to happen, or, you know, the law has changed, or the courts, or the jail, or whatever the negative portion of it may be. We just stay on them to keep doing their part. And we do, you know, case after case on certain people. And we had one that was a prolific thief, as the headline said here, recently that was stealing from local businesses on a daily basis, and officers were taking lots of reports. We'd made a lot of arrests of him. And, you know, finally with his history and some of the things he had done, just I think it was a month ago, he was handed down almost a 12-year sentence to state prison. So it finally did catch up.
You mean it's kind of like they added everything up?
Yeah, he built a big enough resume where he ended up, you know, going to prison for those offenses.
Gosh.
So that, you know, that's what we tell our guys, is just keep doing your part. I mean, that's all they can do. They can't handle anybody else's responsibilities. They need to do their part, and they have been, and they've been doing it well.
And that's the hard part, is you do what you're supposed to do. You catch these guys, you bring them in. You can't help it if there's some things you can't do. But if you keep building the cases.
Right, right.
Can we change subjects just for a second here?
Sure.
I want to go to Anderson and this attack. Now, this thing, if you haven't seen, my friends, it starts with a stolen car
and the Anderson police officer, you know, sees the car. The chase is on. There's a guy named Dylan Sullivan of Paradise. Well, he's the guy. And they chase him. He gets out of the car after running into other people's cars. There's a it's a story like that. But as he's running, the police dog goes after him. The canine goes after him. Sullivan turns around and starts shooting. He shoots the police dog through the ear. And dog, of course, just really probably fired him up a little bit more. Dog takes him down, and then he starts fighting the dog. And then the police, other officers get to him. He's fighting them. It's a violent struggle. They finally get him arrested, take him down to the hospital. He's treated for wrist injuries from dog bites. He's now got 17 charges against him. Now, why am I talking about this except for one thing? He was just released from the community.
I believe he was on, and this is a critical incident protocol where multiple right. agencies are investigating yes. it, but I believe he was a post-release community yes. supervised person.
He said he's just released from that, I think. So, but he's got charges. I mean, but his criminal record is with deadly weapons, and he's out.
Yeah, it's very, very concerning with that. And I don't know the details of his history other than he had some violence from what I saw. And, you know, it's someone that sounds like he should have been in prison.
Well, what is – okay, when they went to prison and they came back, and now this – again, we're going back in the changing of the laws, is that he would have come back and been on probation. And they can pop him. They went to his place and he was – you know, if there were drugs in there – oh, if there had been a gun there, he'd be gone back forever. But they did away with that, essentially, didn't they?
Yeah, they really took away from the consequences of, you know, they limited to be on parole out of prison now is a very, very, very small percentage of the population of people. Most people that were used to be on parole and subject going back to prison are now under county jurisdiction. They're under the responsibility of the probation department. They're doing their sentences in county jail versus a state prison. So they never truly leave our community. We talked earlier about heroin addiction and breaking of the cycle. When people were on parole or probation prior to some of these law changes, when they violated those terms, they would go back into custody and stay, you know, maybe 30, 60, 90 days, maybe up to a year in prison back for mm-hmm. maybe being under the influence or something like that. And that would break that cycle. And when I talk about that cycle, they're no longer using, they're no longer victimizing people in our community because they're locked up. And that cycle used to keep our streets a lot safer. And now that that's gone, and we don't have as much ability to put people back in custody and keep them off the streets, that's why they just keep being recidivists.
You know, you see me looking over my shoulder here because, you know, in our new studios, we have this, you know, we have this window on the world here. Very and nice. After what happened at the Thunderbird, I'm looking over in the parking lot to see what's going on over there. And I saw this woman kind of standing out there, but she was smoking. Mm-hmm. It's like she got as far away from everybody as she could, so she was smoking. Mm-hmm. But I see when I see people around the, especially after this, I'm looking at them. Are they looking inside that car?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, and then I wonder, but I could just tell you. And then we could cover it right on the air. Lieutenant Wallace rolling around on the ground with yep. two suspects.
A live takedown.
Bob and Carl jumping on top of him. And, okay, that may be, that may be, you don't want that at all. Everything, it seems, goes back. And every time I talk to an officer from a different, and this was really a, Chief Moore, this was really a good idea from him to bring in different aspects of the police department. But everyone I talk to comes back to just almost what you said, is that unless there's a way we can get them taken care of by keeping them off the streets, breaking the cycle of drugs, yeah, that it's just going to continue. And we're just spinning our wheels.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is that – am I being too
– No, I think that's such a huge part of the equation. I mean, we've gone from a community that had – a huge billboard on Eureka Way that said not in our town about the dangers of methamphetamine. And we've evolved from that now at a state level and now where you get a citation and you're released when you have a pocket full of methamphetamine.
Or a pocket full of heroin.
Or heroin or cocaine, any other drug like you want to pick.
Wow, just a citation.
Mm-hmm.
Why do so when I'm standing in that long line at Safeway because I'm buying one thing, should I just walk out the door? Okay, just kidding. Because I'd be the one that'd be caught, and my face would be in the paper. on that one. You know, this is, you know, this thing, it just is so frustrating to me and to my friends when we're all talking. Everybody knows what has to happen. And right. So, but then I'm thinking about you guys that you've got 10% at any one time or off on injured reserves there because right. fighting these people. Yeah. And, you know, continuously you see the same one, you know what's going to happen mm-hmm. when you see it.
We've had a lot of violent struggles in the last, you know, well, it happens quite a bit, but it seems to be increasing. We've got a lot of officers that are out injured. We've been pulling a lot of, you know, stolen guns and prohibited people like felons that have guns. We recovered multiple in the last week or two just on different contacts with people that our officers are out finding that are involved in other crimes.
And, so when they're going after something else and they'll find guns there?
Sure.
That have been stolen or things like this?
Sure.
You know, and this is the part that... And this is the part that's bad. You go into a place, I mean, you're ready, and then you start finding more and more guns. This guy's shooting back at the police and hitting the dog in the ear. Mm-hmm. To me, it seems like we're getting into more violence mm-hmm. in the last year or year and a half. It's just more, I mean, there's more violence out there, either toward other people or toward the police.
You know, it's a little bit of both. Shasta County, Redding is kind of a different animal in that violence arena. We don't have the high homicide rates or the high, you know, person on person crime or the gang activity. We don't mm-hmm. have volumes of that, but we do tend to have a lot of violence toward the police, for whatever reason.
Yeah, and considering that, you know, the people in our city. You know, well, of course, we're the citizens, though. We mm-hmm. like you. All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. We're Lieutenant Jeff Wallace. He heads up the patrol division, the day patrol division. I want to come back and I want to talk about the sobering center that looks like it's going to happen and the impact that'll have in your opinion and a couple other things before we have to turn him loose for the day. We'll be right back after these messages.
Of Motown Soul, and they're coming to Reading. The Temptations, Tuesday, January 18th at the Cascade Theater. Known for their rich harmonies and 30 top 10 hits, The Temptations will electrify you. The Temptations, January 18th at the Cascade. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Paint Marts have been locally owned and operated since 1967, proudly serving our community for over 50 years with the ultimate service, prices, and quality in paints, stains, wall coverings, automotive finishes, and project planners. Please visit us at Paint Marts located at 2330 Larkspur Lane off Hilltop. That's two doors down from Lee's Honda. And happy holidays to our military, both veterans and active duty during this joyous season.
Winter is coming. At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane in Reading, 241-1167.
Jeff and Carrie from NorCal Vape want to wish everyone a very happy holiday season. They also want to remind you to please shop local this holiday season. For any vapers or smokers on your list, come visit NorCal Vape. They invite you to try before you buy and explore the idea of vaping. Jeff, Carrie, and the NorCal Vape staff will be happy to answer any questions you have. They will also match any local competitors' in-store price and invite you to check out sales going on now. Gift certificates are also available. 1700 California Street, NorCal Vape, where their customers are like family.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomforts. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Dubai. Good morning, everybody. It is the 2nd of January, 2019. How it got to be 2019 so fast, I'm not sure. 8:50 in the morning, 41 degrees outside, going up to about 52 today. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, and Shasta Regional Medical Center is bringing us this portion of the show when it comes to quality, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community's choice. I'm here with Lieutenant Jeff Wallace of the Reading Police Department. If you have a question for Jeff, give us a call at 605-4567. There's talk about the sobering center that they supposedly signed a contract, and it's going to be down here at Empire Recovery. What impact will that have on you guys?
Well, I think, you know, one, it hopefully helped people with some of their, you know, alcohol addiction problems, maybe, you know, get them some help in that arena. But it's also going to help us with freeing up our officers. You know, if it's someone that, you know, could go to a sobering center versus, you know, going to jail, mm-hmm. and officers can, you know, facilitate that and then be back on the street for emergency
calls.
So
essentially you hand them off to somebody that they've got medical facility or somebody there that can do that. The person has not been injured. You're just picking them up because they're just drunk or under the influence of drugs.
Yeah, we would be taking the habitual people that maybe just have that addiction problem that are, you know, maybe more of a nuisance than a crime.
Right.
They can get that help there. People that were committing crimes or other instances, but they're still drunk, those people wouldn't go there if they were going to be a problem or anything like that.
But you can just drop them off, so your time is, I mean, you save probably, what, an hour or two?
Yeah, you know, a booking, you know, depending upon how busy it is. But, yeah, it can tie an officer up for at least an hour sitting in the jail. So that would be a big time saving for our officers.
And that's great. And you know what? We've been talking about this thing, well, for 10 years.
Yeah.
And finally.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Okay. You've got your shifts. How is the police department set up?
Well, the patrol division where I work, we're set up into a kind of a split schedule of Monday through Thursday. We have a 4-10 work schedule, mm-hmm. and we have a day shift, a swing shift, and a graveyard shift. So you have three shifts running 24 hours a day. And then on the weekends,
but each one does a 10-hour. So you've got a what do they do with the other hour?
Well, they overlap with the swing shift and the graveyard. So swing shift comes on, and they alleviate, you know, a lot of the problems for the day shift at the end of their shift and take over. And then graveyards comes in and does the same for the swing shift.
Okay, so it's kind of like so you've got a lot of people out in the street at one time, but they're taking over from things, and you kind of like ease out.
Sure, the priorities will shift to the new oncoming shift. The calls for service will start going to them versus the shift that's mm-hmm. been on for, you know, 8 hours already.
How much paperwork do your people have to do at the end of the shift? Are they still working then, or is it – because we say, like, when you have a 12-hour shift, it's not 12 hours, it's 14. By the time you get there early and time you leave.
Yeah, it depends on the timing of what you get involved in. Mm-hmm. Normally, guys can get their stuff done during their shift. But sometimes if you have an arrest right at the twilight of your hours, you know, you're going to be over for a little while doing those in-custody reports or maybe booking evidence. And those things can take them some time. But we try to get them, you know, they manage their time real well during the day, and they're trying to get those things done as they're working so they don't get caught at the end of the shift.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And so then that takes care of Monday through Thursday.
Yeah, and then the weekends, Friday through Sunday, we have a 12.5-hour shift. So we have a day shift and a graveyard shift, and then we have a small cover shift that comes in the middle of those hours. And they work 12.5 hours, and one day a month they do a payback of 8 hours to get their hours back in sync for payroll. But they really tend to like that. We tried it as a kind of exploring those hours for a long time, and they've wanted to stay with that. There's a lot of officers that's very very conducive to what they'd like to be doing. So
well, they all live around here too.
They do.
It's not like they have to travel 2 hours to get there,
right?
Like the highway patrol does at times. So
right.
When they try that 12 hours, it's really 14 hours that they're doing. And that first day that they have sometimes they have some problems,
yeah,
because of just people being tired.
Sure.
But your 12.5-hour days, they do for 3 days, and they're off for the other four.
Correct.
And then do the other 8 hour.
Yeah.
So how long have you been doing that?
We've been on that schedule, man. I'm not sure of the exact amount of time, but it's been at least.
Since,
I would say at least 5 years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
5 years.
We've been
all
doing
right.
It for quite a while.
Okay. And that seems to be working out. More people on the street.
Yeah, it seems to be effective.
Explain to everybody here in like 3 minutes why it's important to have boots on the ground. Why, even though there's no place to put people in jail, at least, well, there will be now another 100 that will fill up in a day.
Mm-hmm.
But why is it important to have?
I think it's so important to give, you know, your everyday law-abiding people, just that sense of security and the sense that the officers are out there and they're available to help them and to keep our streets safe. And it's a visual deterrent to people that want to commit crimes. And obviously we can't be everywhere, but again, our people do a great job, and it is so important to have them out there, because without them, you know, where would we be?
Boots on the ground. We used to say that.
Absolutely.
We control it while we're standing there.
That's right.
The second we walk away, the bad guys come out again.
That's right.
When President Bush put in 30,000 more troops, it changed the whole complexion. Now, I'm not saying we need 30,000, but what?
But we're 20 less than we were when I started at this agency. So, you know, to go from 122 down to, you know, now I think we're 107, I think, is where we're at. But what we're still, you know, double digits lower than where we've been in the past.
So 120?
120 officers would give us the ability to bolster some of our patrol staff, to bolster some of our investigative assignments that are very overloaded, to have some of those specialty units that really can go out and do some great work when they're not tied to answering calls.
More community service officers.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That would have a huge impact, too.
Yeah, I think we lost 12 or yeah. more.
How many
CSOs
do we have now?
We have six, I think.
Six.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but we were up to, I think we had 18 at one point. So
they're the ones that go and do all the reports and do the, you know, when there's a traffic accident, so you guys can continue, you know, roving.
Sure. And they're hardworking people. They do a great job as well.
They're not getting into fistfights. They're not getting into gunfights. They're just going out and doing paperwork.
Yeah, we do our best to keep them away from those things.
Well, I would hope so. I'm here with Lieutenant Jeff Wallace. He heads up the commander for the patrols, day patrols. And so now when you step off, another lieutenant rolls in.
Yeah, we have three lieutenants in the patrol division. I'm one of them that monitors the swing shifts, and one of them that does the graveyard shifts. And we cover all through the week and the weekend. So whatever day watch or swing shift you have them for all 7 days. Those are your area of responsibility.
Do you have a intelligence system like a we used to call them combat intel centers that would do predictive analysis yet?
You know,
it's costly, and you have to hire people for
yeah,
that.
We're not doing so much of the predictive enforcement stuff or the predictive crime analysis, but we do look at, you know, we do look at hot spots, and our new RMS system that we have for report writing actually has that ability to look by crime or by region or by beat, you know, and it can lay out for you where some of your hot spots are.
Okay, so you can say is that, hey, on Friday nights in these areas right here, we might have to maybe search some people.
Exactly.
Over there.
We even have the ability to look at maybe you have a lot of burglaries in one area, and we can look at, you know, people with those types of crimes in their history that live in that area. So we can actually, you know, use that as an investigative tool to figure out who might be responsible.
Is it okay if I booby trap a package on my front step and it covers somebody with green paint?
You probably blind them and then you get sued in California. I'm sure that's how it would probably happen.
Okay. We're here with Lieutenant Jeff Wallace. Hey, Jeff, thank you so much for everything you do and all your people. And I know that, as you said earlier, you feel like you've got had a lot of you all get a lot of support from the community. It's well-earned, though.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate what you do as well.
Well, you know, like I said, I sit here now and I'm looking at the Thunderbird Hotel because they've tried. They've tried. And it's up to us as citizens. We have to try, too. We have to help you all as much as we can, and a lot of that is just calling, telling you things we see.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot, and Happy New Year.
Thank you very much, and Happy New Year to you.
Try to be safe this year, okay?
Absolutely. Take care.
Okay. Hey, tomorrow, Trish Clark and I will be in here, and we've got a lot of people rolling through here talking about what's going to be happening this year, what we think is going to be happening. And on Friday, Congressman LaMalfa will join us with his thoughts on what's going to happen in 2019. Everything I hear in 2019 does not sound really cool for the national level, but we'll see. Have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
But I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground. Won't be turned around.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew opens 7 days.